No, of course we're all hurt by it. You know, it's you know, you want to win your home games, and after last season, me more than most. But you know, we didn't do enough today, and it's yeah, it's frustrating. I tried to at first half. I felt that we weren't playing well enough. I thought that we was quite open in the midfield areas. We had two wingers on the pitch. I decided at half time. I told the boys I wanted to go for it. Maybe I chased it too early. Maybe I went for the win too early, and we got disjointed because of it. But you know, as much as I'll take responsibility for going for it, and maybe the fact we haven't won enough at home is the reason why I did want to go for it early on in the game. I can't take responsibility for us losing battles around the pitch as well. You know, so there's a little bit of both, but we've got to get to come together as a group, players and myself and management team, and work hard to put it right.
You mentioned two wingers on the pitch. You lost George Frankham in the warm-up. What effect did that have on what you'd planned?
Obviously, it was disappointing. You know, the starting 11's played well by and large, and they've had a decent cohesion over the course of the first few games. And you know, Kevin's slightly different to George. You know, he's more of an out-and-out winger. But, you know, they played quite narrow. They had a deep line sitting trying to deal with Adebayo, and we didn't use the width enough, we didn't transition enough, and then when we lost it we were a bit open, and you know, they were the reasons why I felt we were going to lose the game if we stayed playing that way. And I decided early on the second half to have a crack at it and go at it and get more players forward, more bodies forward, and it might have backfired, but still we have to take responsibility for what we do on the pitch as well.
And we took the lead, though.
Last season, we couldn't take the lead, and we'd come back this season. We're taking the lead and giving away a lead. So we wasn't good enough all round. When we did fall behind, we didn't. We were incohesive is the only word I can use for it. And it takes a little bit of bravery for people to stay patient, get on the ball, want to move it around the pitch quick and want to have an effect to it. And we didn't. We started looking long. We started hiding. I wouldn't say hiding, but we didn't look like we were all wanting the ball, and that can be a debilitating thing to a team.
Their first two goals, I felt very sorry for James Shea.
Yeah, there's the second goal. We've looked at it again. It was the lad will tell you it was a shot. It was never going to be a shot, and you know, that obviously has changed the pace of the game. And then we, like we say, we chased the game even more and became even more disjointed. But credit to them. You know, I can only talk about my team. They played well, they run hard, they worked hard, and they deserved the win in the end.
In terms of league games, your next two away, so a good thing?
shouldn't be. It has got me down the home form. You know, you've got 4,500 people come to watch you at home, and you haven't put in enough good performances or results for them to go home happy, and that's something that played on my mind. Maybe that was a reason why I wanted to chase the game and go at them early in the second half to get our heads in front again. But I'll have to have a look at that as a manager.
And Southend in the Cup in midweek, so a change of competition, maybe something fresher for you?
Problem is, we've still got to play six of the starting players, and there's a lot of people with knocks, niggles, and injuries out there. So I don't know where the rules are if you have got that, but we it's a chance for one or two to come in and see. We could do with a full week after a performance like that, where we get our team play better for next week. So yeah, it's a chance for some of the fringe players, but it's a bit of a distraction as far as the coaching you want to do.
Very finally, transfer window closes on Monday. Anybody due to come in or that we might be seeing going out?
I think we'll struggle to do something by Monday, I would have thought, but we will definitely be looking to do something. And you know, whether we have to wait the week that it closes to do that, then it's a matter of getting the right player that's going to have a look at the team. But we'll have a look, we'll count the bodies, we'll speak to the physio, and if we feel we need to move a bit quicker, we will.